Portland City Council. Let me lay down some ground rules and courtesies first, and then we'll move to roll call and the calendar. We welcome you all. If you are going to be testifying today, please state your name before you speak. You only need to give us your name. You don't have to do address and phone number and email and all that. If you're a lobbyist representing an organization, please disclose that and who you represent. You'll have 3 minutes to speak on a council calendar item if you're here to speak on one. And please be courteous about that because others want to speak as well. Please testify only to the matter at hand on the council calendar item. So that everyone feels welcome, we ask that the members of the audience be courteous and respectful. Please don't interrupt someone while they're speaking, and clapping and other noisemaking is simply distracting, but if you agree with somebody, raise your hand. Disruptive behavior, of course, won't be tolerated. You'll be warned and asked to leave if that's the case. If you have handouts for the council and your testimony today, just please give them to Carla or clerk, and she'll distribute them to us. So, again, thank you all for coming today, and Carla, would you please call the roll?
Fritz?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Saltzman?
Here.
Novick?
Here.
Hales?
Here. Well, first, we want to start with some welcomes and some courtesies and proclamations. First, we want to welcome Professor Yoshida and Professor Saito and students from a number of universities in Japan who are here studying Portland. They're learning about civic life. They're learning about how our city works. They're studying everything from engineering to medicine to arts and sciences back in their educational programs in Japan. And among other things, they're not just coming here to study today. They're going to go out and with Friends of Trees and plant trees. So welcome. We're so happy to have you here, and we hope you have a great visit here in Portland. And thank you for making Portland a little bit greener while you are here. Thank you very much. Welcome. And I know we violated our own rules, but it's a welcome. And now we want to move to a proclamation this morning, and we have some guests to welcome for that. Want to welcome Lawrence Michard, John Wu, who's widower of Sherry Wu, who's the namesake for this effort here this morning, Faye Michard and Liz Orambedo. Please come up. I'll read the proclamation. We'll give you a chance to speak, and thank you for being here today. They're here to speak about a disease that not many people have heard about and yet is a terrible disease, and it afflicts a lot more Americans than I think we know. This is the proclamation. It says, whereas the nonprofit Portland-based Oregon chapter of the Scleroderma Foundation and its predecessor organizations have tirelessly served the interests of the state and Southwest Washington residents living with scleroderma and the related healthcare community since 1981 with special events, educational series, and its all-important regularly scheduled support groups. And whereas the Oregon chapter of the Scleroderma Foundation is hosting the 13th annual Sherry Wu Scleroderma Education Seminar, free and open to the public on March 8th for the improvement of the regional medicinal and general public communities at Providence Care Center in Portland. And whereas scleroderma is a chronic autoimmune disease of the connective tissue, generally classified as one of the rheumatic diseases, it's also known as systemic sclerosis. It's a disease with symptoms that either may be visible or invisible, and it's highly individualized. Involvement ranges from mild symptoms to life-threatening. And whereas scleroderma affects an estimated 300,000 people in the United States, it's approximately four times more women than men developing the disease. It's not contagious and not known to be inherited, but obviously still mysterious to medicine. The main types are localized and systemic. The longtime Portland resident Sherry Wu died in 2007 after a long struggle with scleroderma and with cancer, and she served the Oregon chapter with distinction for more than a decade as a board officer, awareness advocate, fundraising specialist, patient supporter, and education promoter. Sherry founded the chapter's free education seminar, which now carries her name, in 2001, and obviously that's being carried on. Now, therefore, I, Charlie Hales, mayor of the city of Portland, Oregon, do hereby proclaim Saturday, March 8th, to be Sherry Wu Scleroderma Education and Awareness Day in Portland, and encourage all residents and citizens to join in the observance. So thank you for your advocacy and for carrying on Sherry's work, and welcome this morning.
Thank you. My name is Liz Orambedo, and I am the president of the Scleroderma Foundation, the Oregon chapter. I've had scleroderma for 21 years. As you said, it is an autoimmune disease that translates to hard skin. The word scleroderma translates to hard skin, a very painful thing. It can rob you of your lungs. It can rob you of your life. and at the very least, it can disfigure you. It does not care how old you are or if you've been fortunate enough to have been to have lived to an adulthood when it hits. There is no known cure. Scleroderma is primarily a woman's disease, although not exclusively. The Scleroderma Foundation, my chapter in Oregon, hosts women, men, and an occasional youth with scleroderma. Our support group has been in existence for 30 years. Our youngest member is 11 years old, and we have members up into the 70s. The Scleroderma Foundation has been working hard for decades to bring awareness and education for this disease. Let me tell you about Sherry Wu. Sherry was a scleroderma patient and a fierce advocate and motivator. She was also a wife, a mother, sister, and my dear friend. Since Sherry's passing, her first grandchild has been born, but she will never be able to hold that child. Her family has been a rock. Sherry was not there to help her daughter pick out a wedding gown, nor was she there to watch her daughter walk down the aisle. She wasn't there at the birth of this child. But she was there in spirit. We know that. To know Sherry was to hold her dear. She was not one to grandstand or ever desired to be acknowledged for her accomplishments, all the while working tirelessly for awareness and education. I know she would be very proud to have this honored proclamation in her name for the Sherry Wu Education and Awareness Day, and we thank you for that.
Thank you. Good morning. Would you like to add something?
Good morning. Just remind me, I can't control myself too. My name is Faye Mashar, and thank you for helping and raising the voice of scleroderma to people know that this is really very painful. Myself, I've been diagnosed since 1992. But before that also, I have the rash. When I was in university in Massachusetts, I remember it was very bad. Even my teacher was involved of that. None of the doctor couldn't understand why I have that disease. And they didn't know it's scleroderma. But since 1992, when they said you have scleroderma, still I couldn't believe it. What is that? I said, oh, scleroderma. Derma means skin. It's nothing. Oh, it's allergy. Doctor straight didn't tell me until I got, my lung collapse, and it was a problem. 1995, I had lung biopsy and interstitial disease, lung disease, and sarcoidosis. After that, also I had a tumor or calcinosis, almost 17 by 16 in my hips, and gradually in grow like a, not cancer, but actually act like that because fast growing. And I had surgery, still I have problem. And my hand, my esophagus, my stomach is a lot, if I want to say, all of them painful. And most of the time I am in ER emergency doctor for some problem. And it involves everything. Joint and muscle, tendon, heart, and also my heart. I have heart pacemaker implantation on September 10, 2013. And recently I had my hand, the right hand, calcification was so bad. They had incision and took it out, but I got very involved and they said osteomyelitis and finally gangrene. I got it and just I covered it. Always I put the gloves because it's so sensitive and get cold. Even in a warm mind, because when it's sensitive, my immune system can protect and I get problem. Anyway, I have a lot of pain. I don't know how to say that. But I want to just say thank you Thank you for raising and helping scleroderma. Everybody knows what is the horrible disease.
Right. Well, thank you for being here and for helping to raise our awareness and the community's awareness. That's an important part of any medical advancement, is we have great doctors and researchers, but it takes patient advocates and support groups to both help people deal with the reality and also support the research that will, we hope, lead to a cure.
A lot of people, they don't know, even some doctors, they don't know.
Yeah.
When they say scleroderma, they think it's just a skin. No, it's not just a skin, because all the both of your body has the layers, the connective tissue is involved, vessel, nerves, tendon, joint, everything. And unfortunately, some people like me change a lot face. It's not darkness and a lot. Itching, still I have rash. But not all of them that has, but some of them. I am unfortunate. I have all the cases, and I am symbol of all cases I have. It. But there are a lot of people, they have lost their legs, lost their hand because of that. But they still, they don't know. And the data, they say 300,000, but it's more than that, because that one, when I was in Chicago in 1995, it was 300,000. Now is more than that. You can help me because I can't say the number. But now is a lot more than that. And men also is more involved too.
Oh, well, thank you both. Thank you for being here. And
would you like?
I don't know if you'd like to do a photo with the proclamation, but we have the proclamation for you.
Thank you.
The council would like to join you here. Thank you and good luck.